For generations, preschoolers got their first taste of Broadway by listening to their parents' original cast recordings. Now, Broadway is giving its regards to the pre-K set on cable television. Two very popular series feature the music and lyrics of well-known and up-and-coming Broadway songwriters. Jeff London has the story.
I came to live in this house in the woods to work on my music on my own.
Each episode of Johnny and the Sprites begins exactly the same way. John Tartaglia, the show's star, sings a bouncy tune as he descends a stairway in a treehouse. Then he's joined by a bunch of adorable puppets.
Johnny and the Sprites!
Did you see one? Johnny
and the Sprites!
Could you be one?
Johnny!
John Tartaglia is also the executive producer of Johnny and the Sprites, which combines live actors with puppets to tell stories about tolerance and understanding, in this case between humans and woodland sprites. He says he and his collaborators wanted to use theater songwriters on his show from the start.
We were bemoaning the fact that children's music is so dumbed down nowadays and that it's, children are treated as these, you know, robots, that they only like this and they only will get this. And I think that all the lyricists and composers and myself got really excited about the idea of bringing this music to kids.
Tartaglia's got some top-shelf talent working on the program, including none other than Stephen Schwartz, whose credits include the mega-hit musicals Wicked, Pippin, and Godspell.
I had been hearing from John about Johnny and the Sprites when it was just a gleam in his eye. And, you know, he asked me if I would do things for it, and partly because John is a friend of mine, frankly, but partly because the project sounded intriguing. You know, I said I would, and then I wound up doing the theme song.
That's our song now, Johnny and the Sprites!
Johnny and the Sprites on the Disney Channel is one of two New York-based cable television shows employing Broadway talent. The other is Nick Jr.'s animated series, The Wonder Pets. That show is about adorable classroom pets who form a team of secret superheroes to rescue baby animals in trouble. Josh Selig is the producer.
What we've looked for are great composers, those who have a sense of humor, and who can really do more than write a song, but can really tell a story with music. And we've been thrilled to have people like Bobby Lopez who did Avenue Q, and Michael John Locusa, and Jason Robert Brown. These are really top names in their industry.
Wonder Pets!
Episode of The Wonder Pets contains two 11-minute mini-operettas with wall-to-wall music. Regardless of who the composer is, every show contains certain recurring musical themes. Those themes were written by Larry Hockman, who orchestrated the Broadway hit Spamalot.
There's the Linny, Tuck, and Ming Ming too, and there's the Wonder Pets song, I call it. Wonder Pets, we're on our way. And the opening, the phone is ringing sequence. There's an animal in trouble, there's an animal in trouble, there's an animal in trouble somewhere.
There's an animal in trouble, there's an animal in trouble, there's an animal in trouble somewhere.
Bobby Lopez, the Tony Award-winning songwriter of Avenue Q, has written for both The Wonder Pets and Johnny and the Sprites. He says working on these programs has allowed him to expand his musical palette and emulate composers from Cole Porter to Sergei Prokofiev.
My one Broadway credit, Avenue Q, is actually more musically simple than a lot of the things that I've done for children's TV, because it itself is a takeoff on children's TV, and that may be why I'm in this position to have done all this children's TV.
Lopez has composed four episodes of The Wonder Pets with his brother Billy, including a popular one called The Puppy.
Which is all about a puppy that has to take a whiz, has to go to the bathroom.
Stephen Schwartz says, with the exception of simplifying his vocabulary for preschoolers,
I really don't make any kind of distinction in terms of my approach no matter who the audience is, I'm just trying to tell the story and, you know, advance the plot or make the point that the particular scene or episode or whatever is trying to make. And I really don't try to write down. I don't try to make the chords simpler or the rhythms less intricate or whatever. I don't think about any of that.
Yearly, I climb a shaky ladder, nearly collapsing in a heap. I'm scaling these heights again and nailing these lights again. My house has a tradition I want for it to keep. Brightly shining, shining brightly.
Shining Brightly, a song by Stephen Schwartz for an upcoming holiday episode of Johnny and the Sprites, which has also drawn on the talents of the songwriters of Legally Blonde and Urinetown, among others. Rich Ross, president of the Disney Channel, says that working on Johnny and the Sprites is an attractive proposition for Broadway songwriters, since it sometimes takes years to develop a show.
What you get to do is write a song, have it orchestrated, and then we perform it. And then guess what? It goes on TV in like a couple of months. And I think it's fairly funny that where Broadway shows or theater in general was thought to be the simpler process has now yielded itself to TV, which seemingly is more complex, but ultimately faster and broader.
Brightly shining, shining.
Both Johnny and the Sprites and the Wonder Pets have a weekly audience of about 6 million viewers each, or roughly the entire audience of all of Broadway shows combined last season. The Wonder Pets has released a CD and DVD, and Johnny and the Sprites has plans to do the same. Both shows are currently producing new episodes to introduce Broadway-style music to tots for a second season. And those preschoolers can't wait to see them.
We're not too big and we're not too tough, but when we work together, we got the right stuff. Go Wonder Pets, yay!
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
If you're curious about how some of these shows look, we've got a few excerpts on our website. Visit npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.